Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. I love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Where do you get victory? Faith. I don't care how negative report I just got, faith is going to get me there. I believe what God said, not what I just saw, what I heard. It's so good. Luke 17:6, and the Lord said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed. Now, I know you've heard this teaching if you've been in church. A mustard seed's one of the smallest seeds on the planet. It's really tiny. That's why he used it. Produces a big plant, but it's a small seed. Said this, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by your roots, and be you planted into the sea, and it would obey you. And that's not a science fiction movie. That's Jesus, the Son of God. God's the truth. He can't lie. What's he saying? You can have what you say. You can have what you say. You saying it, you believe it, and you'll have what you say. Romans 10:8. But what saith it? The word is nigh you, even in your mouth. That is the word of faith which we preach. So people ask all the time, say, you one of them word of faith preachers? Yeah, I'm like Paul. The word of faith is near me in my mouth. It's the word of faith that I preach. I'm word of faith. I believe what the Bible says. It's in here. I'm not believing what a person. I believe what God said. He said it right here. Romans 10:17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and the hearing by the word of God. So I tell my kids, how's it going? Pretty good. How's it going? Not too good. Well, I mean, you might want to get your faith built up. Might want to find some scriptures about work, your boss, employees, your health. You get a bad report from the doctor. Listen, I got a big family. We've had doctors give us bad reports before. I had a daughter that was diagnosed with spinal meningitis. She was dying in intensive care for 10 days. She's 18 months old. One night she'd sinned. What'd she do so bad? Nothing. The devil's a stinking thief and a murderer trying to kill my baby. What are you going to do? I'm trying to believe God. I'm doing what the doctor said. I'm trying to get the medicine that we need, but I'm believing God. You said my babies that we'd live and not die, that with long life you would satisfy us and show us your salvation. The Father, if we ask anything according to your will, you'd hear us. You promised long life. I got 8 scriptures on how with length of days and long life, and 18 months is not long. That's too stinking short. I don't want my baby to die. I want her to grow up, be healthy in her body, and live a long life, you know, be filled with the word of God. So we got to start praying. Man, God did a miracle. I mean, it wasn't my faith. I tell you, I was as challenged as a parent. It was messing with me. But thank God for a local church and other people that can pray. So 10 days later, my baby walked out fine and well. She's doing great today. Partners with me in the publishing company. Can hear you. They said she'd be deaf. They said she'd be mentally retarded, but she's not. Man, she's got her college degree, you know, born a scholarship, and runs a publishing company. God's word's real. Didn't say you don't have to fight something. That's why you have armor, shield, sword. Why you have to fight something. You have to fight to believe. You get to believe. Oh, you get to believe God. It's so good. So good in what he says. And says, Romans here says, Romans 12:3. God has dealt every man a measure of faith. Everybody's got a measure of faith. Everybody's got some faith. Everybody's got some faith. Then Romans 14:23. For whatever's not of faith to sin. Now that's a pretty nasty statement. If I'm not believing God, that's sin. God said, I'm true. Let every man be a liar. God, if you said it, I believe it. If you said it, I believe it. I'm going to choose to believe you. You're not trying to mess with me. You're trying to get me to believe you. Woo, whatever's not of faith to sin. 1 Corinthians 2:5. So that your faith might rest. Watch this. That your faith might be rest not on man's wisdom, but on God's power. My faith's not on man's wisdom. It's on the power of God. God who saved me, created the earth, raised the Son from the dead. I'm going to have faith in that. All things are possible to him that believes. All things are possible to him that believes, the Bible says. Oh, my goodness. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We have the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak. It says we have the same spirit of faith that raised Christ from the dead. Same spirit of faith. You and I have it. What does it do? Well, it speaks. That's why we're talking about faith and prayer, believing and speaking, believing and speaking. Believing and speaking. What's the two greatest keys to life? Believing and speaking. Watch what you feed on. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Feed on the word of God, okay? Get yourself blessed. 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. What are you walking by? What God said, not what I see. I believe what God said is true. Let God be true, never man a liar. Galatians 3:2. I would like to learn just on that from being with you and receive the Spirit by observing the law or by believing what you've heard. Said, I would like to learn just on this one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit? Did you receive the Spirit by watching something or by believing what you heard? We believed it, therefore we got it. How'd you get this? I heard something, I believed it. It's faith. It was faith in action. I like that. And it says right here, Galatians 3:8, God would justify the heathen through faith. How did I get saved? Faith. I got saved by faith. Everything you got by faith. I believe what God said and I got healed. I believed it. I got saved. I believed it. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. How do you know? Were you there at the cross? No. You have a time machine? How do you know it really happened? How do you know God really came? Because he says so in his word, and I choose to believe it. When I believe it, I got saved. Woo! Galatians 3:11, the just shall live by faith. Ephesians 6:16, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. How do I quench the fiery darts of the wicked? With the shield of faith. What is it? God, I believe, Psalms 91, that the angels of God camp round about me. That the angels of God camp round about me to keep me from the evil that's in the world. It didn't say there wasn't evil, it wouldn't make a run at me, but I'm kept from the evil that's in the world. That with long life you would satisfy us to show us your salvation. We want to live to be of a ripe old age, Lord. That you'd supply all of our need. I don't care what the economy's doing. You said all of our need will be supplied. That the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You make me lie down in green pastures. You restore my soul. You know, God, you're good. I'm choosing to believe that. I'm going to say it, and I'm going to believe it. Oh, my goodness, it's just so good. I love that. Said that we'd be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. Look at this. Be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love. 1 Timothy 1:14. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ was exceeding abundant with faith and love. 1 Timothy 1:18. Fight the good fight, holding on to faith and a good conscience. Some have rejected these and they have shipwrecked their faith. So you can shipwreck your faith. You can build your faith. You have great faith, weak faith, little faith, no faith. Without faith, I don't please God. Hebrews 11. Without faith, I don't whip the devil. 1 Peter 5. It's so important. People have mocked it, made fun of it, ridiculed it, written nasty things about it, taught nasty things about it. I tell people, just get your Bible, don't listen to it, and read it. And just underline, every time faith is listed, circle it, highlight it, use a yellow marker. And see what you think God thinks about it. God thinks it's real important. We're saved by faith. We live by faith. We overcome by faith. Everything's by faith, by believing what he said. God told the truth, the devil's a liar. If you don't know the truth, you'll believe a lie. Oh, that's so good. It is so good. Anyhow, 1 Timothy 1:18, fight the good fight of faith, holding on to that what's good. Luke 12:28 talks about little faith. Luke 18:42, Jesus said, your faith has saved you. Luke 17:19, your faith has made you whole, Jesus said. Luke 22:32, Jesus prayed that your faith would not fail. What did he do? Peter said, the devil's trying to sift you like wheat, but I prayed for your faith that it won't fail. Not only did he have faith, he prayed that his faith would stay strong. Oh, my goodness, that's so good. Acts 3:16, faith in Jesus' name made this man whole. How did this guy get healed? Faith in the name of Jesus got him healed. Oh, my goodness. Acts 6:5, they chose 7 men full of faith in the Holy Ghost to oversee the church. Acts 6:7, obedient to the faith. Acts 6:8, they were full of faith and power and did not waver in their faith. Acts 14:19. Paul perceived that the man had faith to be healed. How'd he get healed? Well, you got faith, don't you? Acts 14:22. Paul said, continue in faith. Acts 14:27. He opened the door of faith to the godless people so they could learn and believe. Acts 15:9. Purifying their hearts by faith. Acts 28:16. They were sanctified by faith. Romans 1:7. The just shall live by faith. Romans 3:27. The law of faith. Romans 4:19, weak in faith. Romans 4:20, strong in faith. Romans 5:1, justified by faith. Romans 3:2, we have access by faith to grace. What am I trying to tell you? Faith's real important. I'm going to say it again. If I could only give my kids 2 things before I ever see them again. Guys, guard your faith. Build it up. Work on it and pray all the time. I like this, 1 Corinthians 2:5. Faith stands in the power of God. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Stand. Having done all to stand, stand in your faith. 2 Corinthians 1:24. By faith we stand. Ooh, have mercy. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Having the same spirit of faith that Christ did. 2 Corinthians 6:7. We abound in faith. 2 Corinthians 10:15. When your faith has increased, so it can move up and down, you can increase your faith. Galatians 3:9. That which is of faith, those which are of faith are blessed. Galatians 3:14. We receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Galatians 6:10, we are the household of faith. Ephesians 2:8, we are saved through faith. Ephesians 3:19, Christ dwells in our heart by faith. Ephesians 6:16, we have a shield of faith. Philippians 1:25, we have the joy of faith. Colossians 1:23, we are to continue in faith. 1 Thessalonians 1:3, we walk in faith. 1 Thessalonians 3:10, that which is lacking in your faith, you got weak faith, build it back up. 1 Thessalonians 5:8, the breastplate of faith. 2 Thessalonians 1:3, your faith grows exceedingly. Ooh, have mercy. 2 Thessalonians 3:2, for all men, again, could not have faith. It goes on and repeats itself over and over again. What is it? We need faith. Now look at this. Be an example of faith. 1 Timothy 4:12. 1 Timothy 5:8. We provide not, for they have denied the faith. Why? They don't believe. Why didn't they get anything? They don't believe it. Jesus constantly asks, believest thou I can do this? What's he looking for? Faith. Do you believe I can do this? Yeah. That's all I need. I just need you to have some faith in him. Do you have faith in him? Do you believe this? Yeah. Then it's going to happen. Faith makes things happen. Oh my goodness. 1 Timothy 6:10. Says there are some who have erred from the faith. 1 Timothy 6:11. They follow after faith. Again, 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith. Oh my goodness. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Hebrews 10:38. Now the just shall live by faith. If any man draws back, I'll take no pleasure in him. God loves people who believe him and stand in faith. Then Hebrews 11:3. Through faith, the worlds were framed by the word of God, so things which are seen were made from things which did not appear. How did God make everything? We go back to Genesis 1, he spoke. Do you know God's asked us to do the same thing he does? We're talking about faith and prayer. What is it? God thought something, he said it. He believed it and it happened. He said God did the same thing with us. You can have what you say. Mark 11:23-24. I got it. I perceived something. I thought up all creation, the plants, the animals, the planets, the moon, the stars. I spoke it and it happened. Jesus said, speak to the mountain and it'll move, throw itself in the sea. Speak to the bush. It'll draw up, do what I tell it to do. Faith speaks. What is it? It's just saying what God says. You're not Tinkerbell with a magic wand. You're just a human, a child of God, doing what God said to do. Lord, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He died for me and you raised from the dead. Therefore, I confess with my mouth that I believe in my heart and I'm saved. By what? Believing and saying. Greatest miracle that ever happens is getting saved. You believe it and you said it. You know, it works the same for everything else in your life, for your marriage, for your wealth, your health. You need to start believing God. The natural and the supernatural, they run side by side. God, give us great grace to believe your word. Take blindness from our minds and lighten the eyes of our understanding. We're going to chase you more than we've ever chased before in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.